The like you say, in Marganoot's a programs jail. They do run different programs in here depending on your crimes and whatever. Like they do drug and alcohol, they do violence, they do your family programs and stuff like that, try and get guys to reconnect with their families. Yeah, look, that's all good and that, but you know, when the boys get out, they need something when they get out there. They need, you know, programs out there. They need better support out there to help them. You know, there's been a few guys that have left here. And, you know, had no housing or anything to come to their end date, and they give them a swag. You know, where do you think you're going to end up, you know? What are you going to do with that? You get half a dole check, you probably get another couple hundred bucks in your pocket. So what do you got, $500-$600 in your pocket and a swag on your back, and see you later. You know, if your guy tells you that he's got nowhere to go when he leaves here, I mean, he's got nowhere to go. You know, you got to put a roof over his head. You know, we're in here. It's very hard for us to find accommodation. It's very hard for us to reconnect with your family and stuff like that. You know, a lot of families, as much as you'd love, you know, to say they stick by you or whatever, you know, guys have burnt their bridges sometimes. Guys just can't go back to their family. Guys are surfing on bloody lounges and stuff like that. You know, the millions and millions of dollars they can spend on programs and new jails and stuff like this. I mean, why build new jails when you can, you know, help guys, just try and stop guys coming in here? I mean, we don't need more bums in the shower. We need bloody people to support the guys to, you know, to get off these drug habits. If they've got problems going back to the community that they were in, well, they need support starting up in a new community. You know, I know, it's same old argument, I mean, but it's just one thing that I think really needs to be done. I think, and half your problem is a lot of the people out there listen to the radio. You know, they all think we're in here and we're all bad people. I mean, a lot of us are just in here because of, you know, circumstances, life changes. And as you were saying before, there's a lot of talented people in here.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, through music, through art. I mean, we had the NAIDOC footy game the other day, even though we lost by a couple of points, I think, was it? You know, the guys gave it their best and, you know, it was good on, I think one of the footy clubs might have sent in half a dozen boots or something.
Yeah, that was from Essendon Football Club, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. That was good. Boys had a good thing, and it's probably just as well because it started raining just beforehand. And a few boys going sliding here and there. Yeah, no, it was good to see. And boys really appreciate it and really come in handy on the game day. But there's a lot of other stuff in here that the guys struggle with, you know, like art supplies and, you know, if they want to do something. A lot of guys don't get money sent in. So they're living on jail money, and I think jail money these days is about $12 a week, you know, unless they want to work, and then it goes up to about 27 or 31 or something. So it's not really a lot of money for the guys to kick off and do something, you know, save up and buy themselves a pair of decent shoes or whatever. So any support that the guys can get from out there is always a bonus. You work it out. If you put someone in a bloody little unit out there, what's that going to cost you for a year? Or even 6 months or 3 months until he gets on his feet?